Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, as I'm sure you know.
Okay.
You doing all right?
Yes. I'm on the schedule for a colonoscopy for Monday. So.
Well, I hope you have a good report.
I do too. Tony got his back, and the five that my policy had, they were not cancer. So. That was a good report.
That is. I assume this is the normal 5-year cycle, right?
For him, it was 3. For me, it's 10.
Okay.
I didn't have it, 10 years ago, so I hope this one is the last one. They don't like to do them after 80, they tell me, so.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, that's what they tell me.
Okay. I wonder why that is.
They said because the tissues of the intestines get soft and there's more of a chance of getting a puncture. And they say a lot of people at that age are on a lot of medications and, so.
Okay. So this is going to be your last one.
I hope so. This is a new doctor because the doctor I had before retired. And he was real merciful with me. For one thing, he let Tony come in. And I went in with Tony, so, and my aunt. And his nurse was a friend of mine, so it was like family. And I only had to take a few pills and drink a 7-Up. But this doctor is not like that.
I hear you.
A lot of liquid to have to. And he also makes you take it in the morning as well. Of the procedure.
Frangelo.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to make sure we've got another one. Go ahead and make it.
Please join me in saying the Anabicoa. Anabicoa. Gedula Jamincha. Ta-ra-ti-te-ra. I'll look at Gimel, your top study. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivalvat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharem Rachameh Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh, Sadiq Tav Kimmel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedu Shata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zion Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tadiyotach. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we will first say L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkimte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu kanenei aleinu maasei adenu kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, v'kama tartaneinan, t'ku shabarichu, poma b'aved le'ela, v'tata kola ihu kishot, v'yovada dikshot, v'le'ela. Mila bialma divai barnash ledach yaleya mine yalan haga peyakalana dehakulu ovada tikshotinun wikola yitzteris bialma. The year 5779 has the energy of becoming wise. There are 13 verses that we have been studying, one a month. The month of Sivan connects to the verse from Job. It's chapter 10, verse 20. Halo me'at yamei wahadal. Wishiat me many, the obliga meat. In the year 5774, as the energy of peace in the Middle East, there is one verse that we study in the Tanakh. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Israel untati vushakan tata willow yirgaz od willow yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heita hezayo alauda la awahe heya. Yozala me behe, hey reyo, hey kome, yo, la wa wa, hey hey la, nu la ha, yo yo yo, me la hey hey say wa, nu ta hey hey ah ah, yo re ta she ah hey, re yo yo, a wa me la ka be wa she re, yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he te wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me cha re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu nu me ha yo he yo me nu he he se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa me la he he ka wa to me nu da a nu yo he ma me re he a yo he za re shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu a ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he 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 be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 18th day of Sivan, Rabbi Yisachar Dov Bear, Ben Rabbi Yitzhak, known as the Sava Kaddish of Radovich. It's the grandfather of the Kaddish in the city of Radovich. Rabbi Abraham Hakohen Sarantzil Rappaport. Rabbi Rucham Lubovitz, Rabbi Aaron Cohen, Rabbi Yisrael Zeb Gustman, we will now connect to the names that were revealed as part of the study of the Shavuot evening. These names are concealed within the three verses of the priestly blessing. Yo he wa be yo he re a pe kashi nu yo tao yo yo. Yo ka wa he nu a wa he la he yo yo. Wa wa ka yo ka wa shi yo yo me la shi. Re a me ka wa la yu yo yo ka anu shi. Re pe la yo he wa me. now connect to the Ani meditation. We do this to bring balance into our life. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yisod. You are who me will yo who. You are who me will yo who. You are who me will yo who. Hood. You are who me will yo who. You are who me will yo who. You are who me will yo who. Netzach. He are who me will yo he. He are who me will yo he. He are who me will yo he. Tiferet, yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura, ye ah, ni wi yo, ye ah, ni wi yo, ye ah, ni wi yo. Ye yo he. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Dima. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Hakma. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We will now connect to the Esser deep roots. Vadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo ta'aseh lecha kesel v'kol tebuna asher b'shamayim v'ba'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo ta'avdem. Ki anochi Hashem Elohecha al kana poked awom avot al banim al shileishim we al ribeim lishonai we oseh hesed la'alafim we ohavai usomrei. Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher isa et shemo la'ashav zachor et yom ha'shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim. Tavod v'asita kom l'achtecha v'yom hashri shabbat l'ashem elohecha lo ta'ase kom l'achata u'bincha v'vi'uvitecha avdecha v'amadcha Uvem techa vegercha, asher bisharecha, Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim ve'et haaretz et hayam ve'et kol asher bam vayanach bayom hashvi'i. Al kein ve'erach Hashem et yom hashabbat ויקד שהוא כבד אביך, ואת אמך למען יעריקון ימך, על האדמה אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך, לא תרצח. Lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane bereacha. Et shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha. Lo tachmod, eshet reecha. V'avdo, v'amato, v'shoro, v'achamoro. V'kol asher lireecha. We will now say the two lines of the Shema together in a community. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echa. We will now say the abridged Kaddish. Itkadal v'itkadash shemei rabah. And we all say Amen. V'yoma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chayech. T'kol beit Yisrael v'agalal v'zman kariv. Yitbarach, yishtabach, yitpa'ar, yitromam, yitnaseh, yitadar, yitalev, yitalal, shemeid ha'kudsha, ve'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechemata da'amiran, ve'alma. Yesh lama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Ose shalom bim romal. U'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Baha'alotcha. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that link opens up, it opens up to a page of all of the Parashas. Please scroll down to the Book of Numbers. The third parasha in the Book of Numbers is the Baha'alotcha. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 15, and we will start with verse 81. Are there any questions before we begin? And we will need to say an additional L'shem Yehud, because our Shema Yisrael includes the verse that rounds the energy, the Baruch Shem. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkim Te, Bit Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, Le'aftalishem yudhei bavavei, le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah, v'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu koneinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu koneinu. Verse 81. Ha'akara mizvayim teku Hamayim ha'hidikti vayorehu Hashem Etzvayim teku Hamayim mehaka mandishtedal peoraita tehu etz kovin dileya tismar behom vaymararu et chayehem beavoda kasha kutcha berich umachil Leia v'yitchaz room mitikin. The translation. Here, it is hinted that the waters were made sweet. This is what is written. And Hashem showed him a tree. The waters were made sweet. It is apparent from here that for whoever strives in the Torah, which is the tree of life, it is said about his sins, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. The Holy One, blessed be He, forgives them, and they become sweet again, meaning that the iniquities turn to become like merits. My commentary. The pasuk is written clear as with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Yet this is not clear because it does not make sense. The following is my attempt to make sense. Torah study allows Hebrew letters to make changes in the character traits of a student. Thus, the forgiveness by the Creator brings the student to eventually become a tzaddik. As a tzaddik, the negative actions become sweet. As the tzaddik does the highest level of teshuvah. And this highest level transforms the mistakes into positive actions. Pasuk 82. Yomin yeitun titkayam behu kemach kanu demitzrayim titmar be'avi amad Yosef v'kol echad v'kol hador ha'u Ugaluta batra let mita ela oni di ani tashu kashu kamet lekayem bechom vehi sharti bach amani vadalch vechasu v'shem Hashem Leit kaima behom et amanito shia leilein atirim tishtarun behom yit kayem behom nirpim atem nirpim hem beoraita Nirpim hem lemebativu imare Torah v'anshechayil chamseu sovavim The translation, days will come of which will be fulfilled, like in the time of the Exodus from Egypt, what is written there, and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. In the last exile, death is nothing but poverty, since a poor person is regarded as dead. The verse will be fulfilled of them, and I will leave in the midst of you a poor and lowly people, and they shall trust in the name of Hashem. It will also be fulfilled in relation to them, and the afflicted people you will save. Those rich that will survive among them, this will be fulfilled about them. You are idle, you are idle. They are slack in learning Torah, slow to do kindness toward Torah people, and people of virtue that wander from city to city are not received graciously. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. To make the verse a little clearer, the first "you are idle" indicates slack in learning Torah, while the second "you are idle" indicates slow to do kindness towards the Torah people. The last phrase is describing people who do sell Torah in our generation. And this is my opinion. These are the people who will not be treated well as they travel from city to city.
Due to the burden that is heavily upon them,
There is no straw given. That is the lie of money, by which they have erred before the Holy One, blessed be He. By paying no attention to Him, nor trusting in the name of Hashem, straw, which is money, is not given to your servants, and not because of the heavy burden. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Take this pasuk to heart. If you are presented with an opportunity to do a kindness, it is important to know that you will be given the resources to do it. Trust Hashem is in control, not you. Pasuk 84. Ve'ilein de'it lon tamir v'kamiz mamona milgo v'yuho token kekon toch ha'otzar v'teva itkayam v'hu v'token v'veinin titeinu Udakis Athim Levanim Tehon Behahu Davar. The translation. Those that have straw hide and store their money in it, which is inside. The Hebrew word is tochen, like inside the storage or inside the safety box. It is applicable to them, yet shall you deliver the quantity? The Hebrew word is tochen, of bricks, which refers to sums of money that are bricks that will exist during that generation. And my commentary, to whom will the money or the straw be delivered? Pasuk 85.
Behahu zina sham sam lo tokok umishpat binun mare mishna ofaka vayavo marata yitchadar Lono Raita Divalpe Marabidahakin Sagin Piani Ucha Ditkayam Behuai Mararu Etaihem Beavoda Kasha Zokushya Bechomer Da Kaf Vav Kuf Vav Vivilveinim Dalibun Halacha Ukal Ap Avoda Bashade Dabaraita et kol avodatam asher avdu bahem beperech dateku.
The translation. During that period, there he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he tested them, or him, referring to the scholars of the Mishnah. They too came to Mara, and Mara means bitter in English. The oral law will again be bitter to them with great stress and poverty, and it will be fulfilled for them
and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, which refers to hard questions. In mortar, the Hebrew word is chomer, refers to reference from minor to major, which is chomer in Hebrew. And in brick, the Hebrew is levana, refers to explaining. The Hebrew word is libun, the law. And in all manner of bondage in the field, refers to the baraita, since baraita means a field. All their bondage, wherein they made them serve, was with rigor. That is the unanswered problems and questions. My commentary. This pasuk is striving to explain how the Torah students will struggle with hard questions within the Torah, relating this subject to terms used in various verses and terms from the Tanakh. Pasuk 86. Viraya mehemana tamanit kayam bach sham sam lo chok umishpat v'sham nisahu uhaetz hadato vira tehu isur v'cheter uvinun razin deit galyan al yedach v'im terku hamayim kameleach temam tekat bisraha ki yitmatkun v'raz yayo deit galyan al yedach kol inun kushyan Umachloket demayin miriran deoraita divalpe itadaru mitikam meoraita visurin dilach berazin ilen deit galyan al yadach Yehon lach metikin vehadrun lach kol dachakin di lach kechel min di avrin vachalim behifuk atvan melach demam tekat Yat bisra ufa yisurin Memat kim kemad yuk myoha. The translation. And you, faithful shepherd, it will come true there for you. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he tested them with this tree of knowledge of good and evil, that is, prohibition and permission, and through these secrets that will be revealed through you, the waters were made sweet. Like salt that sweetens the meat, so will they all be sweetened through you by the secrets that will be revealed through you. All these difficulties and disagreements of the bitter waters in the oral Torah will return to be sweet waters of the Torah. These sufferings that you will have again be sweet to you through the secrets that will be revealed through you. And all your pains will seem to be like passing dreams that are no more. Dream, the Hebrew word is chalom, Chet Lamed Mem, is like salt. The Hebrew word is melach, mem lamed chet. And like salt that sweetens the meat, so too are sufferings, as we have explained. My commentary. The effort to understand and reconcile these difficulties in Torah due to hard questions does sweeten the process, even when it does not solve the problem. The Torah teaches the difficulty creates suffering, because not understanding is a difficulty that causes suffering to a seeker after truth. The suffering sweetens the understanding. Thus we learn that the process is the most important, not the goal. This is an unwritten oral commentary. The sentence where it says that like salt that sweetens the meat, so too are sufferings sweetening. And earlier it talks about dreams in this pasuk as well. And that what I'm trying to get across, that the suffering that you experience in a dream cleanses some aspect of negativity from within you. That if you didn't dream about it, or dream that you suffered, you would have to experience that physically. And experiencing difficulties is a harder process than experiencing the difficulties in a dream. Pasuk 87. Willar Shaim Mithadran Yesurin Melach Sedomitehi Misa Me Et Hainaim Lekaima Behu Wene Rishay Shaim Tiklenav Inun Erev Rav Rashi Ayayo Deit Kayam Behu Behahu Zina Yit Barhuru Beit Labenu Beit Sarfu Rabim Behirshiu Rishayim Yit Labenu Inun Mare Mishtavit Sarfu Inun Zara Kadisha Tishara Mahahidiktiv Utsraftim Kitrof et Hakeset Behirshiu Vishrishayim Inun Erev Rav. The translation. The suffering will again be like salt of Sodom that blinds the eyes to the wicked, to have the verse come true upon them. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail. These are the wicked mixed multitudes, upon whom will come true. Many shall purify themselves and refine themselves and be tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. Refine themselves refers to the students of the Mishnah, and be refined referred to the holy offspring of the rest of the nation, as it says, and will refine them as the silver is refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly refers to the mixed multitudes. My commentary. This verse is explaining another pasuk in the Zohar about the rabbis of the final generation. It is also explaining code words. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a study for Psalm 68. Are there any questions? I will give you a second to unmute your phone, a minute or so. Saturday night, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Shlach Lecha. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom Gadol. Good night.
Shalom Gadol.